Andre Business Boy Robertson grew up in Milwaukee and learned to make his own beats using a video game. Now he's a Grammy-nominated music producer who creates tracks for top-tier R&B and hip-hop artists. He'll be on the UW-Madison campus today for Black in Business, a masterclass presentation on making it in the music industry. We recently caught up with him to talk about his humble beginnings in Milwaukee and his rise to become a highly sought-out producer in the music industry. Business Boy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem at all.
Can you tell us a little bit about growing up in Milwaukee and figuring out, hey, I want to make music?
Growing up in Milwaukee, it was dope. Man, I learned a lot growing up. There wasn't many opportunities like that, but I made a way. I had to make a way. But growing up in Milwaukee, it really taught me a lot. It taught me how to grind, because limited opportunities, I'm like, yo, I have to make a way. I have to do something with my life. I have to show the world my talent. So I love the city. Growing up there, I had a lot of support, so that made me go even harder too. I know a lot of musicians come up and they have limited support, but in my case it wasn't like that, so that made me go even harder too. Just people being in my corner telling me I'm great, people pushing me and just telling me to expand and everything like that. So it was pretty dope, man. I don't have no complaints growing up.
How did you first learn how to make beats and produce music?
It was crazy because my grandma bought me this game called MTV Music Generator for the PlayStation. So I'll just be upstairs just practicing and making beats on this video game. It was crazy. So I'd just be upstairs making all the noise in the world. Like, after a while, I just got used to it. So the game basically was like building blocks, put like a kick, snare, and everything together. And then I think they had like sound samples on there. So yeah, that was good practice. So that's basically how I got my start.
And were there people you were listening to that kind of inspired you or influenced you when you got started making beats and producing more professionally?
I was always inspired by like Teddy Riley. Three 6 Mafia, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Jay-Z. So even in elementary school, I was rapping and I was making my own covers for my albums and stuff. I was writing raps at a young age.
Now, we'll get into making beats a little more in a minute, but I want to ask you about the business side of things, because I think a lot of people go into music, any kind of music, and they're thinking about, you know, performing and recording and not the business side of things and all the work that goes into promotion and marketing and all that stuff. How important was that as part of your career?
Man, I had to learn that early. A lot of people get screwed in the business, you know? So, like, even in like high school, I was online looking up stuff and just trying to protect myself. I started learning about like mechanical royalties, copyrights, and all of that stuff very early, just so I can not only learn the music side but the business side and protect myself and have a little knowledge, because the creators, you know, we just focus on creating and becoming better most of the time, but a lot of us, we won't pick up some books or like look online and figure out how the business is really ran and how to go about, you know, moving around in the business and how to have proper etiquette and just everything. So I had to learn that very early, like ASCAP. I learned about that early. A lot of people didn't even know about ASCAP. They go out and collect your money and all that, but a lot of people still don't know. And a good friend of mine named Chad, he put me on game early. He was like, yo, sign up for ASCAP as a writer, but also as a publisher too, because you would get double the money. I was like, oh, yeah, that's smart, you know, because a lot of people only sign up as writers. So if you make your own publishing company, that's like a separate check that you get, too.
Well, let's talk about the creative process. You collaborate with a lot of people. When you start creating a song with someone, where do you start? How does the creative process start for you?
Usually I love to get in the studio with the artist. So basically, we always have conversations. I try to see where their mind is at. and then we just start working. So basically, I start with like the sound or like the melody first, and then once the artist approves, loves the sound, and then I go ahead and build around it. So I add like percussion, and I add kicks, drums, snares, hi-hats, all this good stuff. So usually I just start with melody, because working with a lot of artists, especially R&B, it's like less is more with them. So if I start with like keys and like a melody, that's all they really need to get started. And then they can get their melodies out. And once they start singing and stuff to the track, that's when I start adding the drums and everything, the bass. And usually I'll bounce out whatever idea I got. It might even be finished, you know. But I want the artist or the writer to get their ideas out real quick. I don't want them to lose the vibe. So I bounce the track out, give it to the engineer, and they'll start like singing and getting their ideas out. And then later on, if I need to add stuff to the beat, I do that. I do post-production, but I always try to make sure the artist getting their ideas out before they lose that magic. Feel me?
Yeah, so you don't just say, hey, here's the completed track. Start singing at 24 seconds in. Bye.
But sometimes in certain sessions, the artist will want to hear beat first,
mm-hmm.
and then I play like track back to back, and then most of the times they'd be like, yo, I want that one, you know? And then I give it to the engineer, and the engineer load it up, and then they just go in on the beat. So the sessions be different. It just depends on which artist.
I want to give a listen to one of your tracks now that you've worked on. This is with Sway Lee. The song is Hurt to Look. Let's give a listen.
All I do is think when I'm away, colors burst and all I see are shade. Sun goes away and that's when I call your name. She's here for good and I'm here to stay. You shouldn't hurt to look your way.
So, Business Boy, talk us through how that one came together.
It was crazy because I made that beat with my homies from London, Ford Slash, and a homie EY. So, basically, started with the chords, and then we kind of make samples. So, when we make samples, we'll start with like the sound first, and then we'll do like melodies over it. We don't call ourselves singers, but we'll go in on the melodies and record like different variations of vocals. So, that was next, and then we started with, like, the sounds first, and then we added, like, the drums, and then we sent it over to Sway. Yeah, he loved it. He recorded it. So.
And then we love to see Wisconsin people get recognized, and what was it like for you when you got word that you were nominated for a Grammy for some of your work?
Man, it was super, super, super dope. So I was at the studio with Party Next Door, and we was working crazy hours, probably, like, 9 p.m. to like 11:30 the next day. So probably it had to have been like 4 a.m. And my homie tweeted me, he was like, yo, congrats to my bro, Business Boy, for being Grammy nominated. And the tweet shocked me. So before I got excited, I'm like, yo, I got to figure out what he's talking about before I have any kind of excitement. Like, what am I nominated for? So I text him. He was like, yo, you nominated for the Free Black. And he sent me, like, the link and everything, and it was just crazy. You know, just a kid from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, being nominated for a Grammy. And when we was making the album, we wasn't thinking about any Grammys. We was just trying to make the best music possible. So it was just a shocker, but it's a blessing. I text my grandma ASAP. It's probably like 4 LA time, so it was like 6 Milwaukee time. So I woke her up happy, and it's a blessing.
And you're coming back to Wisconsin now. You're doing a talk in Madison at the Memorial Union on Black in Business. So what kind of lessons do you have for people, Black people maybe in particular, if they want to be entrepreneurs in the music business or any line of work?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. Really, I'm just excited to give them, like, the real deal, like, give them my whole journey, give them, like, insights on the game, how it's really ran, you know, preparing for the future, how to move around the game, how to network, how to travel, and never stay complacent. And even when things aren't looking up, attack your dreams, because the moment where you feel like quit, that's usually the moment where stuff starts popping off. So you got to keep going and have consistency and persevere and just get through it. And, you know, like, this is not easy. Nothing's going to be easy in life that you really want. You just got to keep going and going until you reach them goals. But that's basically what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them about the music part is easy. So basically, I want to just educate them on all the other stuff that comes with the music business. Yeah, I'm excited.
Business Boy, thanks for joining us, and have a good trip back to Wisconsin.
I appreciate y'all.
That was Andre Business Boy Robertson, a Grammy-nominated music producer, native of Milwaukee. He's on the UW-Madison campus today for a talk called Black in Business, a masterclass presentation on making it in the music industry.